Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
The case of Justina Pelletier, the 15-year-old girl, continues to drag on, and we are intent to have her freed in time for her 16th birthday. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Matt Barber, we are involved in this case and continuing to be involved in this case. This has gotten so much national media around the country because it involves a family with a 15-year-old, soon-to-be 16-year-old girl. Her birthday is May the 24th, and that's when she will turn age 16. She needs to be there with her family. It has been a tragedy because she has gone from a competitive figure skater to being in a wheelchair, someone who was a vibrant girl to now someone who's losing her hair and is so weak she can't really get out of this wheelchair.
Well, a couple things here. The case in and of itself in a vacuum is just horrendous, and it's frightening to see the abuses of power from the Massachusetts DCF here, the court system there, and the juvenile court system in Massachusetts, completely discarding parental rights as well as Justina's rights to education, to proper health care. I mean, her health has deteriorated to the point that her parents are really concerned that this could ultimately be fatal if she is not treated. But really, Matt, isn't this a microcosm of what is happening? Look at what's happening at Massachusetts DCF specifically. They've lost hundreds of children. They literally have lost children. They don't know where they are.
134, I believe, is what the Boston Globe and other media have reported that have been lost in their presence, in their custody. And Olga Roach, who was the head of the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families, recently stepped down and tendered her resignation just days after this little 5-year-old boy, who was one of those missing children, who had been missing for a year and a half, 2 years. DCF just simply lost their whereabouts of this little boy. And now the media showed the ambulance, the rescue squad, taking the little remains of this boy who was found dead. This was one of the casualties of the Department of Children and Families. After that, and because of all the negative media on Justina Pelletier, the other problems of DCF, Olga Roach stepped down. It's also part of the problem of the governor, Patrick Duval, or Duval Patrick. He, at one time, when she previously tendered her resignation, refused to accept it. He needs to get involved. He cannot wash his hands like Pilate any more than Secretary Polonowicz, who is the Massachusetts Department of Health and Human Services. He's over the DCF. There are other people that are responsible for this incompetence, and not just the incompetence here, but here's what they're also doing. They've got a incestuous relationship with Boston Children's Hospital, which is the teaching hospital for Harvard University. Apparently, they think that their opinions cannot be questioned. So when they give you a medical or psychological opinion as to certain treatment, even though you're following expert medical treatment of even a reputable facility across town like Tufts Medical Center.
As in the Pelletier case.
As in the Pelletier case. If you don't follow their advice, they consider that to be medical abuse. They call in DCF, and DCF then prevents you from taking your child home.
They take your child. The government kidnaps your child and then abuses your child, as we've seen with Justina Pelletier, denied education. She's 2 grades behind in education now. Denied clergy. Denied health care. Her health has deteriorated to the point that a competitive figure skater is now confined to a wheelchair much of the time. And that brings up a great question here. I've had a lot of people ask me, Matt, what about accountability? The DCF loses a child whose body is found and somebody resigns. That's it. Where take Justina Pelletier into custody for 15 months and just completely pass the buck and say it's not our responsibility, put it on the court system and say we can't even do anything because it's all in the court, which is a lie. The DCF has the ability to do what they want. when are heads going to roll? Who is going to be held accountable for all of this?
Well, and the only reason why the court doesn't release Justina is because DCF tells the court not to release Justina.
Right.
And if they had actually gone to court and said, like we did, like the representative for Justina and others, release her, if they would have said, we agree, we have no objection, they could even say, we have no objection, then she would be home. This is a system where there needs to be heads rolled. Our priority is to get Justina home, you know, to unwind that clock, to unring that bell where 15 months, going on 16 months, has gone by. When you have a girl that is started off with age 14, about ready to turn age 16, this is a year and a half, close to 2 years of her life at a very critical age. That 14 to 16-year-old time frame, very critical age for her to be with her mom and dad, to be with her three older sisters, her 92-year-old grandmother, to be in the private school that she loves, to be with her friends that she loves and associates with, to be able to go to the competitive figure skating. All of that's been lost. How do you undo that? Plus, in addition to the time that's gone, Matt, as we know, the medical treatment that was helping her for mitochondrial disease being received by and under the direction of the chief of metabolic services at Tufts Medical Center was doing pretty good because she was competitively figure skating. Now she's gone down from being a competitive figure skater to someone who is so weak that she's confined to a wheelchair because they've taken away that medical care. So they have damaged her physically. How can you ultimately repair that kind of damage?
Well, and think about this for a second. They took Justina Pelletier from her family because they said, no, thank you. We're going to continue to follow the advice of Tufts Medical Center. And now, and so they said, no, you can't do that. That's child abuse. We're going to take her from you for 15 months. And now, as a condition of trying to get her back to the parents, one of the stipulations is that they follow the medical advice of Tufts Medical Center, what they wanted to do from the beginning. And the whole. So here we have Mass DCF. I mean, it's so inconsistent. It's incongruous.
No.
It's incredible.
It boggles your mind. The more you get involved in this, the more you realize that this is a government system that's simply out of control. It's not just incompetent. They have completely abused their power. It's out of control. That's what they wanted to do 15 months ago, is to follow the advice of Tufts Medical Center. But Boston Children's Psychologist said, no, we don't like that advice. DCF then stepped in. They've been going down this psychological experiment. Now, after we have come into the case, we insisted that she have treatment at Tufts. DCF finally relented. Now they're telling the family, you need to follow Tufts as a requisition to get her back.
As if it was their idea.
I know. And then what they did was they sent that to the media. Here, they are bound by certain laws of confidentiality, but apparently they're ignoring that. So what they did was, if they really had a desire to return her, they would have met with the family, hammered out a return plan. But no, they sent this to the media and then met with the family. And it's just really to cover their trail. Heads do need to roll, man.
Well, cover their trail, yet what they've actually done is created more liability, broken more laws, continued to abuse Justina Pelletier, and the Massachusetts DCF is only digging the hole, their own hole, deeper and deeper. They want to hold themselves accountable. The government want to hold them accountable. But ultimately, once Justina's home, they need to be held accountable, Matt.
Well, we're going to hold them accountable. First, we're trying to get Justina free. And then second, we're going to hold them accountable, all those who are responsible. We have a separate special website just for this case. It is stopdcfnow.com. You can go there, find out more about this case, how you can get involved. And that website, again, is stopdcfnow.com. This case has captured the attention of people around the country, and Liberty Counsel is very appreciative for your prayers and your support. So is the family. We have given Get Well cards to Justina. You can go to Liberty Counsel, libertycounsel.com. That's a special website that we have that combines a lot of our other material together. And that particular website, is one where you can sign up for some emails. And one of the emails is to send her a Get Well card. That would certainly be something that would give her information that you are out there supporting and praying for. You can go to libertycouncil.com. That's libertycouncil.com. Or stopdcfnow.com. Stopdcfnow.com is also a special website just for this case. Continue to pray for Justina that she is freed. Pray for her family. Pray for Liberty Counsel. And continue to support Liberty Counsel with your financial support. You can go to our main website, lc.org, or any of our websites to make an online credit card contribution.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.